Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, this is Truth AT. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, and I'm opening up the chat room on blogtalkradio.com. Got Facebook and Twitter going. Hey, everybody.
Hey, and everybody, that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Yay! Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back for another week. How was your Father's Day, everybody?
What was that? We couldn't hear you.
How was your Father's Day, everybody?
Father's Day was cool. Father's Day was great. Gotta say happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
There you
cool.
go.
This one, Brother Ray, what's up, man?
Yeah, you too. You too as well. Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed my day, man. I didn't do a lot, but I still enjoyed my Father's Day, man. I spent it with my son.
Good. That's good. Yep. I got a strange Father's Day card.
Yeah.
One that I didn't think I would get, so I'm going to share it with everybody.
That's nice, man.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
To my master. That's me.
Okay.
This is from my dog. Before y'all thinking, I got someone chained up in the basement.
Yeah, I was about to say to my master, please give me water.
My dog said, today is Father's Day, and although you're my master, it's like I like to think of you as a dad. At least someone does. I know there have been times when I've let you down. There have been many accidents. Mistakes were made. I do things I'm not proud of, and I feel bad about that. I really do, but there isn't anything that I wouldn't do for you except maybe go to the vet and other things like that.
There you go.
Other things I'd really rather not talk about. But if you want to play ball, I'm your dog. If you need a squirrel chase, yeah, let me at him. Need the hell dude out of something expensive. Oh, wait a minute, sorry, bad example. But the point is, I love you. We understand each other. And I want you to know that I'll never leave you unless somebody leaves the gate open. Love, Ice.
And that's from your dog.
That's from my dog.
My best friend.
I've never got a card from an animal before. I thought it was pretty cool.
That was cool. Did she bring it to you in her mouth?
No.
But real quick, man,
yeah,
we gotta say happy Father's Day to your father, Ray Gage, my father, Thomas Harris, Candace's father, David Hall. Gotta give a shout out to happy Father's Day to Lonnie Irby. What's up, bro? My brother, happy Father's Day to him. My cousins, my uncles, Joe, Robert, everybody, man, happy Father's Day. I hope y'all enjoyed y'all day. My grandfather, definitely got to give it up to my grandfather.
There you
Benny
go.
Malone.
That's right.
Happy Father's Day, man. You're a pillar of the family, no
that's
doubt.
That's right. Happy Father's Day to my brother as well.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yeah, that's how you sum it up.
Yep. So as soon as the clock struck midnight, everybody said, all right, Dad,
to
work.
Turn that heat, the Thunder game off,
and get back to work.
Now. Take us to breakfast. All right, we got to give a shout out to Kwame Wright, Ashley Mills, Maya Hawkins, Marvin Norman. Say what's up to them. And condolences out to the families of Rodney King and Yvette Wilson. You know, Yvette Wilson was the girl who played in Dale on Moesha and the Parkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely got to give out the condolences to
that
family.
That's right. Yeah, I was a little surprised at that one.
Yeah, but I know they said she had the cervical cancer, but, yeah, didn't know it was going to come in like that.
And at the same time, I guess we can hand out condolences to Rodney King. The pain has stopped.
That's
the pain
dude,
has stopped.
Really?
Dude.
Really?
Rodney.
King did
yeah.
Say.
What?
I don't know. Hey.
You
what?
Just,
you just.
You whatever. You know
Rodney.
What? Yeah. You know what Rodney King theme song was?
No.
That's Rodney. Oh, no. I can drive.
You ignorant.
Whatever. Basically, I'm saying the hell with Rodney
take
King.
The wheel.
Yep.
Anyway.
So he swam as well as he drove, I guess.
Stupid device.
All right, but and we got a real off Rodney, and we got to send a keep Diana Bell in our thoughts. Her grandfather is in hospice right now. So,
okay,
yeah,
oh, wow.
That's,
right.
That's crazy. But keep your head up, sister. You know it'll get better. And yeah, that's it for our thank yous. Oh no, we didn't do DJ's B Day.
There you go,
Renita Donaldson and Tavik Kivia White.
All right,
that's a name.
Happy
Tavik
birthday.
Kivia. I hope you had a Taviki in the time.
Yeah. Now, before we get into anything else, we got some mail.
You've got mail?
Yeah, we got mail.
Okay.
We need so this one is from Ashley Mills. Second letter from her. I like that.
That's cool.
Nice.
She's a
yeah.
letter.
It says, "Hello, Ray, Candace, and Devon. Blushing, LOL. That's her to you, Devon."
Okay.
Yeah. "Glad you guys are back, and you sounded great on the air last week.
No,
you guys really got that white ring ass last week."
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That
oh,
white
yeah.
Ring,
we did. Yeah. We got
wing,
that right
yeah.
wing ass. Yeah. We made buffalo wings. "Can't wait for tonight's show, and I want you guys to bring it like you always do." Ashley Mills.
P.S.
"How tall are you, Devon, and what size shoe do you wear? I hope that's not inappropriate." All righty.
Devon stands 6'3", and I wear a size 13. I don't know what that do for your life, but hey.
Okay.
There you go.
Inbox each other.
There you
okay.
go. As yeah. he puts his feet on the table.
Well, thank you. How you doing, Ashley?
Ignit.
I'm just saying. Oh,
yeah, then we get another letter.
Couple
yes, we do. We got a couple of things going on here.
We've got mail. We
yeah,
are
we got
growing.
Mail. We are, yeah. We
and
are.
Those are inboxes.
We got something here from a gentleman who goes under Lamar versus Pacino. "Want to congratulate Devon Patrick and the crew on your success in this radio station. I see nothing but good things happening in the future, in you guys' future. So keep it up."
Oh, that's what's up. Thanks,
good
Foot.
Looking out.
That's what we call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we call it. When he was a kid, we called him Foot. That was
right.
his name.
Well, thanks a lot, Toes.
Big up, cuz. Oh, appreciate that, man.
And we have another here.
Another one.
We got
man,
another letter
this is what
here.
I'm talking about.
From a Kwame Wright, who I hope is listening tonight.
Yeah, no doubt.
He states that he says, "Thank you, brothers and sisters, for bringing something to the table that I can really relate to. Your style of humor and intellect is a breath of fresh air in a world of toxic fumes." Say that again. It's kind of like you guys channel George Carlin's spirit. But
wow.
I love the show.
Huge compliment.
The
huge
last
compliment.
But I love the show. The last one I listened to was the I Am Trayvon Martin show. Powerful stuff. Probably the best show on that topic that I have heard. So keep the truth coming, because you have a new listener for life, Ray, Devon, and Candace. Peace.
All right.
That's
thank
what's
you.
Up, Kwame.
Thank you.
Thank
that
you
is
so
nice.
Much for that love.
Oh,
that's
real
all we're
quick,
trying to do.
Yeah, just for a little bit of clarity, Justice says that he's 5'4" and his left foot size is 15 and his right foot size is 7.
Little philosopher, though.
Do they call him Biggie Small?
There you go. The toe tapper.
My
all
left
right.
foot. They need to get that song.
All right. Now, with all of that, ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth.
This is the terrible truth. With your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Did I even let you buy Miss My Shoes for that? I'm sorry, I could.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found.
All right. And Thor's hammers, hammers built for God.
Before we get right into the terrible truth, remember that our second hour conversation will be, is it okay not to believe? This is our second hour conversation. We're going to jump into our first hour, which is the
terrible
truth.
And we want everybody's comment.
Oh, yeah.
And since he say we must have been channeling George Carlin with this topic. So
we really will go there today. Please,
that's right.
First off, people, keep an open mind.
That's right.
That's all we're asking.
It's just a conversation.
That's all it is.
It's just a conversation.
No need to get upset. It's just a general conversation on we do controversial topics. We're going to do what we do. But
we're not trying to sway anyone's opinion one way or the other, but it's all of it is food for thought. All of it is to make you think. If you only run around with people who think the same way you do, you'll never grow.
Absolutely.
That's your moral barometer. That'll come in later.
Yeah, that'll come in later.
But now, to get your funny started, check this out. Mom high off bath salts died attacking a 3-year-old son and stripping down to nothing.
There you go.
Oh.
The bath salts strike again. A New York.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Bath salts, baby.
The joke can't come. A New York woman high on bath salts was killed after police tased her. Onlookers photographed Pamela McCartney, who was attacking her 3-year-old son. The 35-year-old went into cardiac arrest after a run-in with state troopers outside her apartment in Munnsville on Tuesday. The police were called to the scene at 7:45 p.m. when reports that McCarthy was punching and choking her toddler and trying to strangle her pit bull.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, who won that one?
You get my pit bull.
A neighbor who witnessed McCarthy's attack told News Channel 9 WSYR she said she was just running back and forth down the street. And she got a hold of one of her dogs and was trying to roll around on the ground with her legs wrapped around it.
It is.
She was strangling the dog. Another said she was definitely on something. Who does that? When the police arrived, McCarthy was described as violently combative and growled at police and even tried to bite one of the officers.
Oh.
State Trooper Christopher Budlong.
Oh, my God.
All these stories and the terrible truth.
Budlong.
Christopher Budlong tried to subdue her using pepper spray, but had no effect. She ate that.
Yeah. I was about to say, she held up the baby's arm.
You see this?
That's called buffalo wings.
That's.
Oh, come on, man.
He then used a taser on the woman, but was unable to handcuff her.
Damn.
With the taser.
She was then taken into custody and then went into cardiac arrest. Her boyfriend said,
notice he didn't get it any of this.
Her boyfriend said she had a history of drug abuse but was shocked by her behavior. Their son Lucky escaped the attack with minor injuries and is now in the custody of the father's mother.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Bath salts. You know what? True Brothers is coming out with a brand of bath salts. Y'all just stay tuned. Oh, we coming out with some bath salts.
Why?
It's going to be the best commercial ever.
Yeah, we're going to do a bath salt.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it. We're going to find a bath salt sponsor.
Rodney King's bath salts?
Yep.
He died in the pool. Why not?
There you go.
Damn.
Took one of them nippy naps.
King Houston bath salt.
Don't start it, please.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven, take me away. But we got to take a quick break.
Yes.
We'll be right back
yes,
on more Truth Brothers Radio.
You acted as hell.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, yo. Word. Downtown, Southside, worldwide. Cut eye. Rep that. Chill. I fucking die. One neck, two chains. One way, two jacks. One wall, 20 plaques, dude say, give me that. I am limelight, blueprint, 5 mics. Go get his rhyme like, should have been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader prom dated, barbershop player hated, mom and pop bootlegged it. So like it rained to the roof caved in. Two words, shot town, raised crazy.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. We're going back into the tale of truth.
Was that not some sitting here high music?
Oh, I love that. I am chilling in the bathtub with the bath salts music.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the faucet came alive.
Shut up. I love that
here
song.
High, smoking my salts.
That's
here,
it.
Man.
All right.
Go ahead, Ray.
Here we go.
Story.
Man left crying in the street after being trapped by German nymphomaniac.
My name is Olga.
There you go. A man was left crying in the street after he was forcibly repleted to pleasure a German nymphomaniac.
No, please.
I met her on a bus. She invited me back here. Oh, God, it was hell. I can't walk. Please help me, he told a Munich police officer. When they found him in tears outside her apartment 36 hours later.
36.
And I'm sore. I'm so sore.
Yep. He gave her the Wagga Snoogle. She got the Wagga Snoogle.
The man only escaped to her apartment after the woman fell asleep. The same 47-year-old woman was arrested in April after she picked up a 43-year-old craftsman named Dieter Schultz.
Dieter Schultz.
Chernobyl Diary.
There you go. Munich police issued a statement confirming that they met at a pub at 1:30 p.m. According to the online translator, the statement said the woman took her new acquaintance back to her apartment where there came a repeated act of love. Repeated over and over again.
For 3 days.
The statement said the man tried to leave, but the woman wouldn't let him.
Yep.
When he called the police, Schultz claimed that she was trying to kill me with sex.
Called the Volkswagen.
Then the woman tried to seduce the two arresting officers with a quickie.
Ew.
The police politely declined. Yeah, keep searching me. I'm packing. It's here somewhere.
They're going to pull out that man that's been trapped up in her damn crotch.
There you go.
Take
him off the missing persons list.
Yep. He take him back and did it on him.
Yep. Gave him the Vladimir.
There you go. Take your Vladimir and Putin.
That's good, y'all.
Right. You like?
That's a little Asian.
Yeah,
but hey, whatever.
Wow.
Hey, who cares? I do a German.
Would you get locked up like that?
You know what? I'm that type of way.
Because you figure it's a test of will.
Yeah, I think he just didn't have the willpower to man up to that.
Ew.
Now you going to the wrong tribe. Come Mandingo, and then she went the wrong tribe.
Yeah, right. You're calling
Tyrone.
Help.
Tyrone Biggums will be ready.
Yes, sir.
Just give me a little bath salt.
There you go.
I'll be ready.
I don't even need that. We don't need bath salts here.
Oh, you talking about? Okay.
Yeah, well, hey, man, I'm just hey.
All right.
People.
Yeah, you finna get another letter from Ash.
I am so there now. Woo! That boy got me lifting them up.
Oh my!
That's what I'm saying. Got me lifting up my crushes.
Well, while we're on the subject of bath salts, I got I got another story for you guys. Bath salts linked to another bizarre biting attack.
Zombies.
This happened in Missouri. Police are investigating the possibility that a woman who was on synthetic drugs marketed as bath salts when she attacked and bit her neighbor. I'm sorry. It was not clear if the unidentified woman had been charged in the attack. Her landlord said she had not returned to her Kansas City home and could be in the hospital or in a mental health facility.
Well, all right.
The victim, Charles McBride, said that she attacked him last week and bit his arm where he had a nicotine patch.
Is that a nicotine patch I smell?
He states, "I've seen her do some crazy stuff, but not that."
McBride said the inside of chimneys, but this is off the chain.
Right. After biting him, he recalled, the woman dropped to all fours and began digging in the ground like a dog would.
Where'd you hide my salts, Leon? I know they're here.
I can smell them.
Ew.
You been eating my salts? That's mama's pepper.
When police arrived at the scene, they tried to grab her, and then she started kicking back at them, according to McBride.
Oh,
a police report corroborated the victim's account, saying her left leg was mule kicking, and she had what appeared to be dirt in her mouth.
There it is, looking for the up.
Yeah.
What is with the bath salts?
It says bath salts have been known to make some users aggressive and behave bizarrely. Authorities in Florida suspect that Rudy Eugene was on drugs when he fatally shot cops on May 26th beside a Miami freeway. He was naked, chewing on the face and eyes of a 65-year-old homeless man.
Under a bridge.
That's right.
But here's my thing. For people who hear this stuff now and you see what it does to you, why are they still doing it?
When people found out what crack was doing to people, did people stop?
When they found out what ecstasy was doing to people, you know what?
That's only the allure.
Yeah, those who can't handle it don't have a high barometer. I'm gonna give me some bath salts.
Now here's my question. Okay, 818-514-1202. If somebody knows, how do you do bath salts? Do you smoke it? Are they sniffing it? What are you doing with it?
Any nurses, doctors out there? I have no clue.
I have no clue.
It's the new LSD.
If anybody knows, call the Truth Brothers and let them know.
They was shooting in their arm in RoboCop. But we got to call. We got to call on the line. Caller, what's
your
name?
All right, 773. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Sheree.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. Can you are you calling to tell us something about these bath salts?
Yes. I am really, honestly, that's not the first incident. I heard about the guy chewing the man's face off in regards to the bath salt situation is concerned. There was another situation where I recently heard from a friend of mine where this guy and what they're doing, they're sniffing the bath salt. They're sniffing it, which I guess gets them a faster high or whatever case, maybe because it's going straight up the nose. But there was another situation where...
Who wants that pesky waiting? Let's get that back.
I need my high fast.
I need it into my stream now.
Hey, ask the people who sniff crack, you know, what's the reason why they prefer to sniff it than to smoke it or to shoot it up?
Sniff crack? I thought you smoked crack. Those people sniffing? You sniff the bath. You smoke the crack. You sniff the bath salt.
They call that space stuff. Get you high.
They say it puts them in a zombie state of mind.
I guess that's
what everyone wants to feel, that zombie like press, because you know zombie movies are really big and everything. In case maybe
right.
so.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know, the, I guess these idiots want to set out a zombie.
Right, but the zombie movies. You're not supposed to be on Team Zombie. You're supposed to be on Team Survivor.
Team Atwood.
Right. You're not supposed to be on Team Zombie. Right. The Zombie. Yeah.
My thing is, if you get hungry while you're doing bath, I'm just, if you get hungry while you're doing bath salts, because I know people who've got high, they got the munchies. They went
right.
and got some chips.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah.
But,
you do bath salts,
you want
brains. Face?
You want brains. Right.
Well, you know what? Getting hungry is not the one thing I'm hearing. One person actually did it, and it was like really, really disturbing when I heard it. He actually did it. He went next door to his next door neighbor's house. I guess they live in like a sub-country like area.
Okay.
So he went to their house, stole a sheep.
Yep, yep.
Had intercourse with the sheep into mm-hmm. their bag.
That's
and
called,
they
that's,
found
yeah,
him
that's...
in his mother's bra and underwear.
That's,
yeah,
that's
no,
called...
I got news for you.
Oh, my God.
That's just country living. That had nothing to do with the bathroom.
Amen.
That's just how they do it out in the country.
That's cotton love.
Yeah, they've been
I know, but
sheep haven't been safe for hundreds of years.
The sheep is that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And when they
yeah.
asked him, he was laying in the bed next to the dead sheep.
Yeah,
when they found him.
Look what I, and was proud of himself. Look what I
yep.
did to him.
Yep.
He was proud of himself, trying to build it, Bob, and then what he did the next day.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's when I heard about this phenomenon with the bath salt, I was like, are you serious? Like, what's next?
Yeah.
I can tell you what's next. We're gonna be eating glass. That's just
glass salt.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna come home
you
and get your mouth bloody. And what you been
people
doing, glass?
People are already inhaling glass and they smoke cigarettes.
See, I didn't even
yeah,
I didn't
see,
I
all right.
We
yeah,
are
you're gonna be our medical professional. I
yeah.
can see that right
we're
now.
Have to come back.
No, it's just the fact that I did some research on cigarettes for a term paper, so yeah, that's how I cut that out.
There you go.
Well, man, thanks a lot for coming through and
yep.
dropping off that. We needed to know that.
Thank you for calling and keep listening.
Yeah, we got a good show today, so stay tuned.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
That was cool.
Yep, now we got our bath salt education. We're going to go ahead and slip into another break.
And we'll be back with more Terrible Truth. It's my turn.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, you should be.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'ma give it to ya with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation. Like the Emancipation Proclamation. We get seen, a post with flame to set. Am I the runner to the wall and bang your head? I put the force, my force is out. And I make the devil tower to the caucus mountain.
Well, I'm a sire. I set the microphone on fire. Rap style's Barry and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the Alan funk. It's coming through with enough guns. So if you want to come sweating, stepping contest.
Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a war going on in the streets. It's the war on thirst. Sprunk is winning the war on thirst with the new grenade-shaped cans.
Hey, yo, pull the pin and blow your thirst right off in that brand new taste explosion.
Boom! That's the sound of refreshment. Sprunk. Go AWOL from the Cola Wars with an energizing mix of lemon, lime, 10 times the caffeine and sugar.
Plus, mercury and benzene for the extra pop.
Yo, it'll bring the temperature right up and the bubbles. Other beverages use carbon dioxide.
We use ether to kick up that phase.
Thanks to all that mercury, you won't remember anything that tasted so good. Now pick up a Sprunk Thermonuclear 6-pack. Kill thirst and liven up the party. Sauce your friends with Sprunk in a grenade-shaped can and enter the Sprunk Sweepstakes where you can win a real case of grenades. Sprunk. Blow your thirst right off in that brand new taste explosion.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis. Shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked. Seeking what will transmit. Scribes in a box, transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
If y'all knew what goes on during these breaks, man, I swear to God. But we back, man. Two Brothers Radio. Boom.
Right.
It's the new Dusky Lotion. anyway.
Put a blast in your mouth.
Yep. Blow your damn throat out. anyway.
Anyway, go.
Well, speaking of sheep, and do what people do to sheep. Man arrested for having sex with teddy bear for fourth time.
Oh, we've done it again.
We have class. Anyway, my bad. Well, we'll give you one. Don't worry about it. My bad. That's great. That is great. People have been arrested doing strange things, but an Ohio man takes strange to a new level again. Charles Marshall, 28, was arrested Wednesday for having sex with a stuffed animal in Cincinnati.
That's right.
Employees at the Elm Street Health Clinic first reported the situation to police, which led to Marshall's arrest. This is the fourth time in 2 years he has been arrested for reportedly masturbating with a teddy bear in public.
Fourth time.
Yes, sir. Marshall was arrested twice in 2010 and once in 2011 for similar incidents. His first arrest was at a public library, and his most recent was made in the area where minors were likely present, police reported. In the past, Marshall has been cited with disorderly conduct. The Mail reports that it's unclear whether Marshall used the same teddy bear on each occasion.
There you go.
Because we all know that he's a devoted lover.
That's right.
He's monogamous.
That's
with his
right.
Bear.
You know what took him over the edge when he first got the College Dropout CD.
Oh yeah,
It was over.
Yeah. Because who don't?
That between that and Snuggle.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the Snuggle
and
Bear.
Dude,
yeah.
You know Ted comes out Saturday.
Yeah.
He was on his way.
And yeah,
I just didn't know why he was.
Don't let him in the theater.
I just don't know why he was at Build-A-Bear undressing bears.
There you go.
Take them clothes off him. Nah, give me the big one.
Oh my God, duh.
What do we got?
Duh. No,
teddy
I'm bear. Just.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he got some spunk.
Yeah.
So the real thing just
no, too. No, teddy bear. Teddy understands it. Teddy understands it.
He
can't stay away.
Teddy
right.
I'm sorry. We are going there today. I'm sorry. That is awful. But yeah, I just,
no, it isn't. It's just
why
pathetic.
Are people doing things? Is it that hard to get?
Yeah.
Bath salts.
Yeah, bath, right. Well, I don't think he wasn't bath salts with him. It was bear mace. Bear mace just took him over the edge.
I just don't. I think he prefers the inside of cotton more. I'm just.
There you go.
I don't think he prefers the other.
That can't be comfortable. Either way, you're in the park. You're in public places.
Mind your business. That's right.
That's what he say. Right.
Like can't you all seen the movie.
Can't a couple have some peace and privacy?
Okay. Maybe I'm just a retard here, but has everyone here seen The Beaver?
The movie, The Beaver.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Beaver.
You've got to see The Beaver.
Good movie. I saw a couple Beavers.
Good movie. Yeah.
No, the movie.
That's why I had to specify.
Yeah, because I was wondering where she was going with that.
Not New News Beaver.
Okay,
yeah.
No,
but I say that to say, even just for a brief second, did it cross your mind like, okay, he is a little bit too in tune with this puppet. I mean...
Well, you should have known something wasn't right when his pants was at his ankles.
You
rolling past his pants and the teddy bear's facing him.
Right.
Like, that's something wrong.
Right. Snuggling. He snuggles.
He going to all the carnivals trying to win the biggest bear. Nobody finds that suspicious.
Right. Blowing $200 in quarters.
Man.
You trying to get that basketball through the neck.
You got a
with
big
the tight
ass.
Rim.
Got a big old ass.
That rubber, remember the ball they filled with helium through that tight rim? $200 in quarters.
I owe you.
But damn it, I'm going to get boo-boo whether he likes it or not.
You're a winner. All right, give me that Stewie. I need that Stewie down right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I plan on cutting a hole in his ear.
All right. Well, check this out.
What you got?
Speaking of spronk, cooked squid inseminates woman's cheek, gums, and tongue.
Excuse me?
Yes, here's a story that could put you off of calamari for a while. A 63-year-old Korean woman experienced severe pain in her oral cavity immediately after biting a portion of parboiled squid along with its internal organs.
Where's she from?
Korea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Let's do it.
So... She spat out the food in her mouth, but still had prickly foreign body sensations in her oral cavity.
She should have learned how to Pikachu. Go ahead.
Oh.
Well, she did. She chewed on the peak.
Yeah, I'm saying she Pikachu.
Yeah. So when she went to the hospital, they removed a dozen small white spindle shaped bug like orgasms.
Organisms. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I was
well, the
to say,
orgasm
what did
put
squid,
the organisms in there.
I thought, what did the
stuck,
squid do?
Yeah, stuck in the mucous membrane of the cheek, gum, and our tongue. Yes, the dead squid's spermamorphs were still alive and active.
That just made my
And they inseminated
hurt.
The woman's mouth.
That's called Charmander.
Keep it. But don't worry, Western prepared squid typically removes the internal organs from the squid and only leaves the muscle. So you're not in danger of accidentally getting a pop.
What Justice say?
Yep, what'd he say?
Octo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I got it. You ain't going to say it. You want me to say it?
Yeah,
you can say it.
You can say it. Actually, it's not. It was
a James Bond movie.
Octopussy G-Spot. There it is.
Bam.
Squid gave you a pearl necklace.
That's a new definition of swallowing somebody's
kid. It's big
kids.
And valuable.
There you go.
That ain't
ink test there, miss.
Oh, that just turned my stomach all the way.
Squidly diddly. But, yeah, in Asia, actual Asian, traditional Asian food, yeah, they leave the, a lot of them dishes leave the squid whole, and she bit it and bit on the right part. And
she knew what she
bam,
was after.
Sprung. Blow
she
your mouth off and that tastes
she slow. She knew what she moved all them tentacles out the way to get to that one part.
She wasn't looking for that hurt. She say that hurt. They had to go in her mouth and pull them things out of her. Yeah, she wasn't going for that.
Yeah, whatever. That's that new thing.
Bath salt.
That's that new. Does that?
Yeah.
Mind. Okay,
yeah.
So what part?
818-514-1202.
What part did she actually bite to get the sprunk?
A part of the body.
Okay, so it wasn't
it wasn't
the squid junk.
Yeah.
The squid junk
is in the body.
So she bit the squid junk.
Right.
Oh, she blew him. That's it. That's
right.
All that happened.
She wasn't trying to.
What? You want to bet?
Ew,
you
want,
I'm willing to bet. She knew
that,
it.
That's what you... I'm looking for
yep.
squid missiles.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Not a scud. I want a squid missile.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not going to put that on.
I don't know. For who?
For her.
We not doing it.
Yeah, I'm just saying for her.
Hey,
that's
whatever.
Embarrassing for her.
You don't
poor
see
lady.
Me, hey, man. Bring me the live squid over here. I want
the live
it.
One.
Yeah.
Don't hack it up.
Give me the king squid. Yeah. The one with the bee. Yeah. Now, which one of them just had a baby? I want that one. Nah.
Yeah, not good.
Whatever, hey, keeps the people going.
That is some kind of nasty.
It is, but people are biting squids now.
Yeah, but it wasn't. She was eating a traditional meal. You know, you know the
how
pup.
Old
you
was
ever, you ever, I forget
60 something from what I remember.
Well, you know, you ever had pufferfish?
Yeah,
I heard
you
that was
had pufferfish.
I've had
you
it
have?
Before.
When have you had pufferfish?
Long time ago.
Hey, man.
Wow.
That's Candace.
Yeah.
That is
yeah,
Candace.
That's, yeah.
Long time
producer
ago.
Wow.
Went to this restaurant
you.
With my dad. Long time. I was young.
Wow. Because you know that there's a good, the odds of you,
yeah.
The odds of you surviving pufferfish ain't that great. A lot of people die every year
well,
from pufferfish prepared wrong. There
right,
you go.
You have to
prepare it right.
Certain way.
I don't even want to roll that.
Yeah,
down.
I don't want a chance that he had
right.
a bad day.
He had a bright. He arguing with his wife that day, and now he got the pufferfish in front of him.
Well, he off them salts. I don't want
right
I don't
coming
wanna,
down off them salts.
I don't want a chance.
Yeah.
That y'all know we firing Wu Tong today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting fired, and he overhears that
at the
okay.
end of his shift.
He overhears.
He got 7 pufferfish dinners to make.
Oh yeah. I'm fired.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make special puffer fish for you.
Yep. And next thing you know, you puff.
Don't even put dude on that detail. Look, you know you're gonna fire. Hey, I just need you to clean up the basement.
I'll tell you what, matter of fact, 818-514-1202. What's the most exotic dish you've ever had out there?
Alligator.
Alligator?
Alligator. That was it.
Loved it.
Yeah,
I'm
alligator's
sure.
good.
I can't do it again, but it was.
Why?
Nah, it was too chewy. Tough. Yeah, it was just like, because I had it the last time I actually went to the Taste of Chicago was the very last time I've had it, because I haven't been back since New Edition was there. And it was, that was crazy. And Bobby.
All six of them?
I don't know. Bobby was there, but Bobby was going through that whole losing weight for that TV show thing. And you can.
Oh, when he crapped on himself?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
moron.
Know. Bobby had the brown. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had alligator there, and it just, it was a dare. You know, man, go ahead, spend your ticket to eat alligator. And I ate it, and I didn't want to finish it, but I spent my ticket, so I'm going to finish it. So, yeah, that's the wildest I got. But people been, actually, somebody tried to had monkey brain, had it for me to try, and I couldn't do it.
Ooh. You couldn't do it, huh?
I couldn't do it. Nah, man.
No?
Nah.
Now, when I saw Faces of Death, I said, wow, that's the first one.
Yeah,
like
when they
that.
Brought the monkey in
the
and put him in the middle of the table and locked him in and
yeah.
they beat the monkey brains
so
out.
Bogus. But we're getting all kind of people responding to, you know, exotic foods that they've eaten. Justin says he's had different things from snapdragon to blowfly.
Yeah, but I tell you, I bet you, I know what Justice hasn't had.
Pork
chops.
There you go. who else you got
right.
in there? Who else in the chat room?
We got Hot Topics in the building. Frog legs.
Yeah, that's not exotic. You can go
there
to
47
and get
frog
legs.
That's exotic
to
them.
That's, okay,
some
I got you. That's
who,
true.
Some people who
that's
just
true.
Stand in that lane don't want to go to.
Now you had a chance to have monkey brains, but didn't do it. Candace, have you ever had a chance to eat something and turned it down?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Tripe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
You know what I, real
I'm
quick.
I'm straight
though,
on that.
You know what I had and I was upset when I found out what it was?
What?
Gizzards. Like,
oh,
I,
chicken gizzards.
Yeah, I was upset when I found out
like,
what they
what
were.
The hell?
Like, you mean to tell me I've been eating these for years?
Right.
This, that'll get you.
Right. No, I had a chance to eat dog in Korea, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, say that louder for
I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah, I
after
just,
you just
like,
got done reading the
card. I just
the
took
perfect.
A card back. Just, mother,
I'm feeding you well because you're dinner later. Eat up, puppy.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
What part did it
but
look like?
It looked like, well, they had it. It ain't like they had it hanging with the collar on them and stuff. It was just pieces of meat hanging. So, looked like everything else in Asia. I asked what it was, and I was like, nah, I can't do it. But I did.
Them.
But in the Philippines, I had chicken feet.
Yeah,
not drumstick.
Yeah,
chicken
feet.
Yeah.
You know, thanks.
The voodoo stuff.
Yeah.
The voodoo shakers. No. Keeps the sin down.
I've had a chocolate covered grasshopper before.
Okay.
I did have that.
Okay.
Did have
it was
that. That's
weird.
Not exotic though to me.
It is.
Now,
I mean,
if you
it
catch
is.
Them and
it
bite
is,
them.
It is. Okay, yeah, because you ain't gonna put one on my plate and.
Nah, he's got to be dead. I mean,
I'm just. I didn't say he was gonna hop off. I'm just saying. I'm not sure I can.
Ants and...
Nah, see now you getting a little bit too.
No,
deep
but
in
I'm
it.
Saying
yeah.
people eat that. You know.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to survival training in the Marines, and they were gonna have you catch and eat like spiders and crap. And luckily, I missed that.
Wow. Justice says creadilla. Never heard of that. Ostrich is great eating, and it's like turkey meat. So
especially when you get when you get them out the hole. I just want to do dangerous stuff like ostrich
on top
egg
of it
and run. Like just see, I'm more of a thrill seeker like that. Like I don't trying exotic foods is not really my thing. I'm more of a thrill seeker like motorcycle riding on the expressway backwards. Like that type of stuff, I wouldn't do it. But that's exciting. Like, I still, you know, want to jump out of planes and do all that other
stuff.
We
were supposed to do that. We're
still
going to
do
that.
We're
supposed to go skydiving.
Two Brothers Radio.
We're
going to
go skydiving.
Two of the three people will be going skydiving. I will be calmly on the ground looking at.
Matter of fact, when we do it, maybe we'll videotape it.
Yeah,
and put
it
on YouTube.
Yeah, no doubt. But
put it on the channel.
Have at it.
Matter of fact, everybody, if you get a chance, please go over to YouTube and check out the Truth Brothers channel. The Truth Brothers channel is up and running.
Yeah.
It's under Truth Brothers 1, all one word, T-R-U-F-B-R-O-S 1.
The number one.
The number one.
And
yeah, we got our clips up and everything. Check them out, and please comment on them.
It's on Candace, ain't it? For the story. Oh, she's doing producer stuff now?
Yeah, I don't know. You going to do your story, or are we going to keep rolling?
Oh, I can do my story. I'm sorry. I'm chatting in the chat room.
She
I'm
was
trying
distracted
to anyway.
By that pretty.
Yeah, my man said Popeyes, churches, KFC, and Roscoe's.
He must not
and
be that, from Chicago because I didn't get Harold.
And that churches,
yeah.
No, churches is Harold. Exotic because you basically eating pigeons,
churches?
Beating giant pigeons in grease.
Who the hell gives you when you go to church? I
churches,
hate churches,
man. I can't eat
churches.
Churches
is
man.
Bogus because they'll give you that doggone bit. They give you a pepper. But then you don't ever need lip gloss for nothing because
no,
let me
tell you a better reason on why churches is wrong. Any place you can go to and get a 100-piece for $3,
there you go.
That's a problem.
There you go, because it's not there. Who says that that's chicken you eat?
Who says
that that's chicken you eat?
It's whatever we catch, we cook.
Next time you go to churches, just out of a dare, take your drumstick. And squeeze it and watch what happens.
Hey.
That's not flavor coming out of there.
Yeah, you got to watch what you eat, people. You got to watch what you eat. Eat to live. Yeah, but anyway, we got the producer.
Well, go ahead. I'm getting in there. I had to make a crack about churches right quick.
You got to love interacting
really quick.
With the people, man. Got to love that.
Come holler at me on Blog Talk Radio, you guys. I'm in the
extreme.
Chat room. Getting it in. All right, but I'm going to jump into my story real quick regarding black men in North Carolina legally innocent but remaining behind bars. Now, this is a serious problem here in America. Over 60 men are presently behind bars for carrying a gun but not actually committing a crime. Terrell McCollum is just one of a long list who are technically innocent, and the U.S. Justice Department knows this, yet will not step in to intervene. Many of the men don't know that they are innocent, but the Justice Department says it's not our job to notify prisoners that may be incarcerated for something that we now know, that we now concede is not
wow.
a crime.
Thanks,
what
thanks,
kind of,
Mr. President. Wow.
You know.
So dude is in there. Daryl is in there, not guilty, but he's sitting there serving a 20-year sentence and. Well, it's not my job to tell him that he's innocent and could leave at any time.
No, because I'm
he
sure
feels
the,
like it.
I'm sure the private companies who run these
right
don't want to lose
right.
Any
they figure
money.
He's happy where he is, and they don't want to spoil his fun.
Yeah,
818-514-1202. Wow, how does that make you
now,
feel?
Now, see, before one quick thing,
I'm
gonna
read this.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken. Yeah,
too.
Go ahead. Go ahead, read that.
I'm gonna reread this sentence because I really want this point to hit home for our listeners. Many of the men do not know that they are innocent, but the Justice Department says, quote unquote, it's not our job to notify prisoners that may be incarcerated for something that we now concede is not a crime. What?
It's not our job to tell them.
Huh?
They got to figure that out on their
pay
own.
Pay it forward. What?
Emancipation Proclamation.
Something. Man.
How can you not?
Hey, you just said that, yeah, this is Juneteenth.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, hey,
tomorrow,
it's not
right.
our job to let them know that they're free. They got to figure it out on their own.
Well, do something for your freedom.
Well, I'm going to delve into the rest of this story. Ann Tompkins, the U.S. attorney in Charlotte, states that we can't be outcome-driven. We've got to make...
Oh, wow.
Let me finish it.
Oh, wow.
We can't become outcome-driven.
Let's take our time.
We've got to make sure we follow the law, and people should want us to do that.
Oh.
What?
Yes. Wow. We're not going to be outcome-driven. Let's apply that.
The U.S. Attorney Charlotte.
Let's take that bit of logic. Let's apply it to a couple of other ones. How would you like your airplane pilot not to be outcome-driven? The plane to get to the ground some way.
Maybe
not my job to be outcome. How would you like your doctor to be? Well, we're not outcome driven. If grandma make it, she make it.
Hey, my hands aren't as tight as they used to be. What do you want from me?
That's sometimes.
Why you want that? Why? Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
You got to take your hands.
Sometimes. God let you get incarcerated for something you didn't do.
Right.
Just to let you know that he's not interested in outcomes.
Man.
Just to let you know he's not interested
in
what
you
couldn't
God.
Do.
And they said that with a straight
face.
Yes. We're not outcome driven.
Wait, that's. I would have loved to have been there.
I'd have punched him in his
when,
face.
No, that was a lady that said that.
Okay.
But, well, anyway. Hey,
I'll do
know,
it for you.
There you,
you know,
go.
No
Candace,
problem.
Punches.
Gotcha.
Cocky gun.
But gotcha.
The lady sat right there and said, look here.
We can't be outcome
calm down.
Driven.
Look. I'm here to answer your questions. First off, let me get this statement out there. Let's not become outcome driven here. Let's think about this. Okay. Did the man do a felony? No. But he's dark.
And that makes him guilty of something.
He could possibly do something.
He possibly has done something. Let's figure that we just getting him for something that he didn't. Remember when your mama would slap you upside the head just before you go in the building?
Yep.
And that's for what you're going to do?
Yeah.
So she wasn't outcome driven.
Nah. She wasn't. We're not interested in outcomes here. We're not even interested in justice. We're here against those thugs.
Wow.
We don't even hate rap. We don't
hate
rappers. But we are against those thugs. That is
our cut. That was our cut, though.
That is
but going back to the story, Terrell McCollum did not commit a federal crime by carrying a shotgun and a rifle out of his girlfriend's house.
But damn it if he don't commit.
What happened to his
crime?
Second Amendment rights?
No.
His ex-girlfriend's house.
He was carrying the guns out. You're not shooting me. I'm taking my gun. How you doing, officer?
Hey, what are you doing with those guns?
They're registered.
No. In the back of the car.
But he is serving a federal prison sentence
federal.
For carrying a shotgun, the shotgun, and a rifle.
You know what rhymes with federal?
Where is my man, Panaki?
Right.
Where is my man, Panaki? Where you at, bro?
You know what
where
rhymes
are you
with
at?
Federal electric chair. That's what rhymes. And I'm making light of the situation, but it's really not funny, man. This is
it's
the country.
This is America.
That you live in.
This is America.
Wake up, people. Listen. Look.
Yep.
Read.
As you light your fireworks this 4th of July, think about the outcome, the non-outcome driven state's attorney.
Yep.
I just picked him to pick him.
And you know what's crazy? Is I see a lot of people who are out here with the free my cousin t-shirt, a free big killer. And all these
big killers. And they on the t-shirt, they got a picture of him holding the dead body in his hands. Free big killer. He's my cousin.
But what's crazy is you will honestly, with a straight face, free your boy because you love him. What you got?
Just to say free Rusty Shank.
Right.
Give us your 818-514-1202. Give us your best free somebody.
Free Bloody Knuckles.
Man.
Free Rape John.
There you go. Free Sandusky.
Wait a minute.
Boy, did y'all get a gander of that testimony?
No, I didn't get a chance.
The story. It was no fun in that rape room, Jack. That was no fun. And he had cases of Sprunk in the... Sprunk in the grenade.
That is
kind
of... Hey, Dusky was doing them kids wrong. And it's not funny.
Nothing Dusky, man. That
hey,
dude.
My thing is, we got a call coming. Oh, go ahead.
773, you are with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? Hey, 773.
You're on with Truth Brothers Radio. What's your name?
Right. Okay. We got another caller. Hold on. 661, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
LaToya Hampton.
Hey, how you doing, LaToya?
I'm wonderful. And yourself, how are you?
All right. What's your comment?
Oh, I was calling because I spoke with you, one of your gentlemen's on a show. I was on another talk show a couple of days about a women empowerment program, and you guys told me to call in, and so I was doing so. So I just logged on.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I remember. I remember you on Tony's show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
the
sir.
Two lifestyles. I remember you. Great. This is a great organization for domestic violence and for women against that. But yeah, we'll get into that a little later. Definitely tune in and listen to the rest of this show, though.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah. All right. And strap it in. Thank you for calling and hold on tight.
Not a problem. Just
right.
Remember to stay safe, people.
That's right.
Yeah, they out here.
Bye-bye.
Doing dusky time.
Yep. My man, the Dusky, he's nothing nice.
Yeah, because I was actually listening to one of the tapes and the testimony, and then it was I can't say little boy no more. He's grown. He was up there. He was actually crying.
Well, yeah, he went back memories. Yeah, the memories ain't fun.
But he got into detail on how the Dusky went dusking.
Yeah.
He said Dusky took the Penn State belt off, put it around his neck.
There
and
you go.
Brought in the love.
Yes.
Like,
that's called the rain. He's going
to
rain in that love.
Yes,
no.
They say the Dust. They said
the yes.
Dusky was
yes. Because after the first kid was up there screaming for the lady upstairs and she kept turning the TV loud, he said, "We got to stop that." And he came up with his little belt action.
Yep, the Penn State pin move. That's what they called.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it was
giving kids alcohol.
Yep. And
yeah, he took one to a football, to one of the bowl games. They in the hotel pool that's supposedly closed where he uses Dusky clout. They are in the pool. He got the dude looking up on bourbon. And yeah.
That's not funny.
You are the mermaid, and I'm the whale.
Nah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Let's transition off of this. That's a mess.
It is awful.
That
man.
Is a mess.
But nothing's going to happen. Well, I
can't.
Nothing's going to happen for your boy, Tredale, I think his name. Your boy Tredale.
No,
nothing's
it
happening.
Terrell.
Terrell, I'm sorry. The
Terrell
guy in
McCollum.
The story. Nothing's going to happen because he's not going to be free.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Right.
If the Dusky don't do time, I don't even know why we're having the trial. You put the boy in a headlock. You're guilty. You took showers with the little boy. You're guilty.
And said how you like to just pat their legs on national television. Get you on that alone.
And these are without bath salts. Like, he's doing it just because.
Right.
And he's sitting there with the kindest Mr. Rogers grin that you can ever see in your life. Like, hey,
So
kids came through. I felt love. I gave it to them.
There you go. So check this out. We're about to get into our second hour topic.
Yeah.
Is it okay not to believe? I'm glad every man, the board is packed. Everybody is strapped in. We're going to cinch it down, and we all going to go there. And we're going to have a great time, and we all going to learn something.
From each other. You know.
And nobody hold anything back. So we're going to let it go. So we'll be getting with that in the second hour, Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activities.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No.
What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's Yvonne from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, lady boys, fairies, Sweetness, Drag Queens, Switch Hitters, Asperger's, White Beards, something like that.
Thanks, Savage. Now we know.
And knowing will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202. Just as you a fool.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
I'm trying to... I'm sorry.
I know. That's justice.
Stand by on Facebook, Twitter, and I am currently working in chat room on blogtalkradio.com.
It's cutting
Look, Justice likes our public service
don't say
announcement.
Gay commercial.
Yeah, he got pillow biter and headboard hunter.
Brain beater.
Okay. Anyway, so now we're going to go into our second hour topic. Is it okay not to believe? Why do people seem to have such a problem with atheists or agnostics?
Either way.
Yeah, either way. Why do some people seem so put off by them, like their lack of non-belief affects your belief?
That's a great question. A better question is, who says that your belief is the right belief? Who says what you believe in is what everybody should believe in, mm-hmm. not just with atheists, but with Muslims, with any other religion or structured religion that's out there? Who's to say that, and we're keeping these questions honest, who's to say what you believe in is the correct religion?
Dig that.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I agree with Devon on that. I think that's one of those things that really doesn't have an answer because no one really knows. You know, no one really knows what's the acceptable religion, if there is such a thing. What is the acceptable thing to do? What is the...
Right, but at least they'll all come to some type of consensus and say, hey, what you believe, as long as it feels right and you got it by righteousness, everything is fine. But there's people who don't seem to accept righteousness out of somebody who doesn't have a belief system.
True.
Who just does it because they feel like that's what they should do. Some people have a problem with it. Steve Harvey has a big problem with it.
He has an overwhelming problem with anybody who does not believe in what he believes in. And what's crazy about that is, how narrow-minded are you? Seriously, to just say, you know what, if you don't believe in what I believe in, I'm not even going to talk to you. And that's crazy. Like, you're putting yourself to be superior to somebody else simply because of mm-hmm. what you believe in and who you believe
or,
in.
Yeah, just because I don't have the same belief system you have, or I don't have a belief system,
right?
And I sit here and help try to feed the poor like you do. How does that make me less than you?
That was the point I wanted to make too, because what I believe, if I were an atheist, what I believe should have nothing to do with me, with the type of person that I am and how I treat you.
Exactly. I mean, some of your best people. Well, I mean, before we get into that real quick, I know that we had something at the Harv, that I don't want to call him the Harv, but Steve Harvey was on a little research, and Steve Harvey on a show.
CNN. He was on Larry King, but Troy Behar
was hosting
at the time.
That's right. And she, you know, Steve actually went in, and... we're going to play the clip really quick.
Right.
We just want you guys to take a quick listen. And
This is Steve Harvey on Atheist. Check it out.
Just believe, if you don't believe in God, then where's your moral barometer? That's just me talking.
I understand.
You can believe what you want to believe.
Yeah.
But if you're an atheist, you're basing your goodness and morality on what? I mean, but what is an atheist? I don't really get into that. You know, I've talked to people all the time. I'm an atheist. I just walk away. I don't know what to say to you. You know,
well, an atheist is someone who doesn't quite believe that there is somebody out there, some God out there.
Well, then to me, you're an idiot.
Okay, well.
So I'm cool with that. I'm just not, probably
fine.
Not the right politically correct thing to say. But if you don't believe in God, I mean, really, you got to have an explanation for this. You just can't tell me this spun out of a gastrous ball.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, then we were evolved from monkeys. Why we still got monkeys? It's too much open here. I just believe that. And if you don't believe that, then I don't like talking to you.
And that was a quick clip from Steve Harvey.
Right.
And what and his personal belief on atheism.
Right. Now here's the thing that killed me with that. When he was doing this interview, he was doing the book tour circuit, period, promoting his book that's now a hit movie called Act Like a Lady, but Think Like a Man.
Yeah, that was the book.
Right, that was the book. So he was going around and he's giving his sage advice to women on how to make sure you can pick a good man. And he specifically gave the example, while you're getting to know a man, find out what his relationship is with God. And if he's an atheist, leave him alone.
And which is crazy because I actually posted something, and we actually posted a question in our Facebook and everywhere, and I wanted to get an answer from that. If you knew somebody or you would date somebody who was an atheist and he treated you or she treated you the way you've always asked to be treated, the man you prayed for or the woman that you asked God for, and you got an atheist, would you turn this person away because of that? That's just a general question that I think people should look into. This man, I mean, an atheist, first off, let's just get this straight. Just because you're an atheist does not make you evil.
Right.
It does not make... Some of your greats were atheists.
And some of your most religious people were evil.
True.
The Catholic Church was cool and okayed slavery and backed slavery and was a part of the triangle trade, and they wasn't atheists, and that was evil.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, A. Philip Randolph, the civil rights leader, he was a certified atheist.
That's right.
So...
That's right.
Civil rights? Are you happy that you can go and drink out that white fountain? It's all I'm asking.
But blame the atheist. Right. But, oh, also, a lot of that ridiculousness that Steve Harvey said about the gaseous ball and the monkeys, trust me, True Brothers Radio, we'll be getting into that a little later on in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got something for that, too.
Because the person who heard Steve Harvey's comments decided, you know what, I'm going to go behind that and
school him up.
Yes, learn him up a tad. And it's not, again, it's not bashing Steve's belief or anything like that. That's you're entitled to your opinion.
It's not bashing his belief, but it is bashing his stupidity.
Yeah, now that's
because he's a moron.
I was about to get into that.
Sorry.
You know, but here's my thing. And just from what I've taken from atheists, just listen to different atheists talk. I mean, one thing, they're more open-minded than a lot of people that you know. You almost have to be. Because to accept the fact that, you know, the majority of people here on this planet have been taught to worship a God, the Jehovah, whatever, you know. But to come to a point where you say, okay, I don't believe in God. However, I believe in science. I believe things work this way because of this. You know, so just because I don't put... You know, or if they don't put their beliefs into a religious figure, you know, a lot of people want to demonize people like that. But then what about those people who, you know, your Bible teaches you to love unconditionally or that you should?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
You know, I would want to wrap my head around why you are an atheist. Help me understand what is it that you see that I don't before you can just turn a blind eye and be ignorant and say, oh, well, I don't want to talk to you. I don't have anything to say to you.
You can learn something.
I mean,
from
they just right. I mean,
thought.
they just look at the world
with a free mind.
I'll say a different mind. Because you can believe in God and have a free mind, and you don't have to. the problem that I have with a lot of religious people, and I'm saying religious because I don't think it's just Christians.
No,
I see it in Christians. I see it in Muslims. I see it in a lot of religions. Is your belief in God makes you so closed-minded that you refuse to think. And I just don't believe that God put you here, gave you one of the biggest brains on the planet, and didn't want you to use it.
Right.
Think.
Well,
I mean,
it's not illegal yet.
I mean, here's my thing. 818-514-1202. Now, if you disagree with my comment, I definitely want you to give me a call because I want to hear what you got to say. But I got a little news for you. The Bible isn't the language of God. The Bible isn't the word of God. Mathematics is the word of God.
Exactly.
Mathematics is a universal language. See,
absolutely.
On planet Earth right now, you've got a Bible that's printed in English, and there's 666 like different versions of the Bible. Yeah.
No pun intended.
Right. And they're in all these different languages, and no one can seem to get along. But I can tell you this. On Earth, 2 plus 2 is 4. On Mars, 2 plus 2 is 4. On Venus, 2 plus 2 is 4. Alpha Centauri, 2 plus 2 is 4.
Right.
Mathematics is the language of God. Everything God does, he does in mathematics.
Cool.
Now, we do have a caller.
All right.
All right. Tony, I know that's you. What's going on?
You know it's me. I couldn't wait for this topic.
I figured.
Yeah, did you get that tequila we sent you?
Oh, yes. I'm going to play that Wednesday.
There you go.
I am going to play that on Wednesday, and I thank you guys for giving that to me.
No problem. It's all love.
But on to the issue, you know, let me go back to what I believe it was what Ray was saying. Is that, or Candace was saying actually, that she didn't understand, or she wanted to be able, she thought that maybe atheists have more of an open mind. And I think that was Candace saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ray kind of, you know, backed on that. But I grew up with my father, who is an atheist.
Mm. Okay,
and
yeah.
My mother is Christian. And so my brother and I grew up Christian. He never stopped us from going to church or believing in whatever it is we believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And to ask him what he believes in, his answer would always be said, is that he believes in himself. Because only he has the power to control his destiny. Did my mother agree with that? Not really, you know, but they had always taught us to believe in whatever it was that we felt comfortable with. I had looked into other religions and, you know, I had explored different things, but I always went back to Christianity.
Right.
Christians do seem to have a closed mind because they want to sit up and Bible beat, and
yeah.
they want to beat you over the head with what the word of God is, but then they can't even speak to their neighbor, or they talking behind one another's backs.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or they're doing all of these ungodly things that they say, quote
mm-hmm.
unquote, but then they want to beat you over the head with the word of God. And like I said, I'm a Christian, but I have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
We did our show on same-sex marriage. Do I agree with homosexuality? I don't know. It's just not for me. It's not
mm-hmm.
right.
It's written in the
right.
Bible that it's an abomination. I understand that. And I believe that, but can I base my religious beliefs and my moral fortitude on someone else? No.
No.
Because then that makes me the hypocrite that the Bible says
absolutely.
That I would be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dig that. How can you love God who you've never seen and hate your brother who you
and
see
hate your
every
brother.
Day? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, and in response to your question that was on Facebook, is can you be with someone that is of atheist or of non-Christian belief? Can it work? I think it can work. And the reason I say that is because my folks have been married for right at 50 years.
Dig that.
There you
dig
go.
That.
I think that love overpowers. I think that's a sign of love overpowering somebody's
beliefs.
Right.
Because because
then love your kids enough to let them choose.
Exactly. Because whatever he does or does not believe, he is still my dad.
Right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And I will be there at the aid of him if whatever he needed. And I can't say that, like in your clip with Steve Harvey, he said, "Oh, I'll just have to turn my back on that person. I'm going to have to walk away." Well, what kind of person would I be morally? We're not even talking about religious.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking morally. What kind of a person would I be that I turn my back on someone that does not have the same belief system that I do?
Right.
Because
all right.
To say that I am right, I don't know. None of us know. Until
exactly.
We pass over that line, we don't know. But all we have to do is basically live the best life that we have right here, right now, and do the best we can by one another. That's all you can do. That's godly.
That's right.
In that order.
All right. And we're going to take a break on that note because I want everybody to digest that. 951, I'll be getting to you after the break.
Right after the break.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and take this break and break, and we'll be back with Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The following is a real-life simulated conversation between an on-call advisor and a subscriber. It took place on October 2nd, 2005.
On-call emergency, this is Rita speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, my car is stuck in a ravine, and I'm freaking out.
I've put in a request for emergency assistance. In the meantime, your car is equipped with the Trunk Monkey feature. Please push the red button.
Okay, done. He's taken off my shoes.
Yes, sir. The Trunk Monkey is there to help.
Okay. He's licking me. He's licking my leg. All right, stop that!
He's trained to give you emotional support during this stressful time.
By licking me? Down, monkey!
The Trunk Monkey. He'll do anything he can to help. An innovative idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group.
Are you still there?
Yes, stop, monkey, stop. Take him out. Stop, monkey. Oh, that feels so good. No, that feels bad. No, stop, please.
Come to Suburban Auto Group for a surprising car buying experience and free Trunk Monkey gear, located off Highway 26 on the way to Sandy.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We'll go right to the call. Truth Brothers Radio, we're back, and I just wanted to read this real quick comment before we go into our caller. Al Taylor has said, "I think it's okay not to believe in religion, considering more blood has been shed in the name of God/religion than any other cause in the history of mankind. Think about it. Muslims and Christians have been beefing since 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus under the My God is Better Than Yours Act." So
dig that. All right. And without further ado, 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello, this is Mona.
Hey, how are you doing, Mona?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Let me start off by saying.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. We were taught by people that were taught by people that were taught by people. Hmm. And as you get older, you come to realize that some of the things that you were taught weren't true. Now, if we go back, and I'm speaking on a black perspective, if we go back, we were spiritual people. Before Christianity or any kind of religion was brought to us, we were spiritual people. We knew right from wrong. We loved one another. We helped each other. Now, Sunday is the most segregated day of the week.
True.
How am I to tell my child to believe in some white man over me? That whatever mama does, supersede that and go to him. I am
a spiritual person.
I believe in loving one another. I believe in respecting you right off the rip. And then after that, respect is earned. But religion was implemented to control the masses, for a person to not be able to think for themselves. Now, let's talk about a book. A book, you buy a book, you read the book, you understand the book. You set the book down or you pass it on to somebody else. Let's talk about the Bible. You buy the book several times, numerous times by tithing. You read the book. You don't understand the book. You need somebody, a man, to tell you what that book says because you don't have your own brain. And you never close that book up.
I think Mona is going
there. There are people dying because they don't understand the Bible. There are people dying because they can't not sin. They are really trying to take this concept that they got to do the right thing because they're going to burn into in a lake of fire, or they're trying to get to the land of milk and honey. Now, my father that loves me would not want me to die in a lake of fire.
In a lake of fire,
My father that loves me would love everybody. This father is supposed to love everybody. Why are there homeless people? Why are there starving people? What is he doing? He just looking down here laughing? So you mean to tell me there is a man in the sky and there are billions of people talking to him in all different languages and he hears them? Well, we don't even want to answer the phone half the time.
Don't want to open the door for witnesses.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mona. Go ahead. Let it out.
And some people need hope. Some people need something to believe in. I get that. My problem is this. When I tell you I'm not religious and I'm spiritual, then you look down on me.
Yeah.
I've been talking like this for a long time. Ain't no bolt of lightning came and struck me. My life is good. I'm free. Do you feel me?
I got you. Hey,
I feel you with both.
Check this out. You know, they tell you that God is not religion.
Yeah.
Think about it. And now when you talk about the law, what law did he give you? Do you think that he really gave Moses two pieces of rocks that he came down and said, here, this is what we're going to do now. This is the law. What did they do before that? When God created the universe, what was the law that he created? Gravity is a law.
True.
Space-time continuum is a law.
No doubt.
Physics are laws.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Let me think about it.
Go ahead.
Why would the all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent one have to leave to a mere mortal that he could, that he made, that is born into sin and inequity? Why would he leave his word to him to tell the masses? We're not perfect. So whoever wrote that, the greatest story that's ever been sold, that everybody bought, they interpreted that to their own perception.
No doubt.
And everybody's perception is different. So if I don't like something, of course I'm going to put that in there.
There you go. And how about when you're talking about the greatest story that's ever been told, that's kind of pretty arrogant, because what if the Buddhists believe that the story of Buddha is the greatest story ever been told? What about Muslims who believe that Muhammad is the greatest story ever been told? What if I believe that my mother's story is the greatest story that ever been told?
Exactly.
You're exactly right. If you do your research, everybody had a Jesus. Everybody had a Virgin Mary.
There you go.
Everybody has the child that died on the 25th and rose, and he was the one.
There's a book out there called the 13 Crucified Saviors, which gives you the same death and resurrection story in every civilization around the world. Check it out.
Or better yet, that was that DVD that we had seen called Zeitgeist. That broke down the coming of the new age, when it's not really a coming of a new age, it's a turn into a new zodiac. All of that was in there too.
Right.
I mean, It's basically, to me, you have to open your mind and see things. I guess people call it looking through that third eye.
The third eye,
but
yes.
You really have to open your mind and understand. You can't walk blindly. You can't just pick up one book, read it, and say, this has to be real.
There you go.
When you study for a test, and you have to do your research as far as, let's say you're doing a test on a president. Do you pick up one book on that president, or do you go from book to book to book and get all of your facts out of there and then say, okay, this,
there
I'm
going go.
To build my paper from that.
There you go. And when people study, why do people like to pit science against so-called religion? Look, here's a little news flash for a lot of people out there. And Mona, thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate that, Mona.
Yeah, and here's a little news flash for a lot of people out there. Look, this God that you believe in, God is consciousness. Mm-hmm. God is consciousness. God is not a mystery God. God ain't sitting in the clouds watching you. We got planes up there. We got satellites up there. So you're telling me that we can fire up a satellite through the air and it goes into outer Earth's orbit and transmit Nickelodeon and porn to you through God?
First
who's
off,
sitting up there?
We're not, again, never forcing our hand to forcing you to believe one thing or the other. This
no,
is Truth
this
Brothers
is, this
Radio.
Is just, this so, is what we do. So
another
again,
thing, well, go ahead, bro.
When you see it rain, do you think that a spook, your mystery God, is producing rain? Rain has a scientific theory to it, and it's a whole beautiful thing. And when God works through mathematics. Mm. God works through science. So yes, you can believe in God, and you can believe that you were created. That's fine. You were created to evolve. Think about it.
Into the supreme.
How do you? If okay, right. And your Bible tells you that we are all the children of the Most High God. So what are we supposed to evolve into? So how do you know this isn't your nursery school and this is your room? If you can keep your room clean, then maybe he'll let you go out.
Ty, drop a little bit of that in your pool. But I'm not trying to be funny, but that's an honest statement. Like, to go back to something,
yeah.
Mona had made a very, very good statement. This religion was taught by somebody and who taught them. Malcolm said only a fool will let his enemy teach his children, which to me makes more sense of why am I passing on a belief to my kids that was brought to me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now now you get into to your white Jesus that grew up in a land of color.
Yeah, I was about to.
I'm sorry.
And that's what I mean. If you people tend to take the Bible or whatever verbatim, people, you can't take the Bible verbatim because it continuously contradicts itself.
Yes.
And I'm not bashing. I'm just saying if I was to just read it myself, it contradicts itself. Therefore, I put up, if you treat people right, you treat them justly, you show them love, you do all the things, and you live your life as a good person, you're fine.
Yep.
That's
yep.
And the law is.
But what about
every
all those people who
another
have
law,
never even read the Bible?
Real quick before I get all to right. that, Candace. Another law. You said God gave you a law, not religion. The law is for every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction.
There you go.
If I hit him, it's a good chance he's going to hit me back. If I treat this brother well, there's a good chance that brother will look back and treat upon me well. That's all I'm saying. People, let's open our minds. Candace, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying. You know, it's. It just astounds me how when we go, this is such a wild subject tonight.
It is.
It really is. Because, I mean, for, let's just be real, any person living on this planet cannot say that the Bible is the be-all, end-all.
There you go. Or the Quran.
Yeah,
or Buddha, right.
Any
or the Avagita,
right.
We're not just going on Christian,
right?
Right. We can go on tours or whatever. We can go the whole gamut with this thing. But my whole point is, you know, a book that has been passed down and recrafted
modified.
And remodified mm-hmm. over hundreds of years, you know, throughout the ages. How can you base your faith on something like that? You know, how can you honestly say, okay, here, this has got to be the roadmap. This is the blueprint of how everything should go, and I should follow this to the T.
Dig that.
Because
people,
there's no living person on this planet who can honestly tell you that that is the law. That is the way it is.
What's crazy about that, the people who are so deep into the Bible, and again, or whatever book, you're so deep into this, but you breed a guy. Jesus supposed to had brown skin, hair, wool. But in your church, you're hanging a picture of Mel Gibson with long blonde hair in your church.
Mm.
Is that not a contradiction? Why?
You bring it to them, they'll get mad and say, well, that's not my Jesus. This is my Jesus.
Exactly.
Don't matter. You're worshiping the same house.
Because you've been taught. You've been brainwashed into not becoming. Most religions are scared to think outside of the box because of
Absolutely.
The wrath that they think they're going to receive from this guy. And it's
right.
God puts you here to think.
Right.
He gave, like you said, bro, he gave you something that he didn't give any other. He gave him brains, but like something was said to me, you're not the fastest, you're not the strongest.
Uh-huh.
But what's the thing that separates you from the fastest and the strongest? Your brain.
Your brain and your thumbs.
Seriously, yeah, I got you.
No, hey,
right.
this whole society is built on your opposable thumb.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's what I'm saying. It's you have this unique thing for a reason.
So, yep, matter of fact, we broadcast out of Chicago. Hey, about 20 minutes from where we're broadcasting right now, there's a place called the World Bible League, and they make Bibles there. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes from where we're broadcasting. And I got to work on that building. I never worked in the building. I got to work on the building.
Okay.
But when I was working on the building, I didn't see they had the CEO. The CEO had a dude's name up there. Didn't have God.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't say Jehovah. He wasn't. Wow. He wasn't the final editor.
Why would I need a God when I got a CEO?
There you go.
That don't make sense to me.
There you go.
But
so you know what? Before we go, we're not going to go into another break. But everything that Steve Harvey had told you about his atheist thing, and about the gaseous balls, and explain that to him. We got a little couple of answers for him and for you guys. Check this out, and then feel free to give in your comments. 818-514-1202.
Each and every solar system is unique, but they all have one thing in common. Each one begins with a star. First, a star is born in a cloud of dust and gas called a nebula. Once gravity takes over, the cloud begins to shrink, sucking in more and more gas into a giant spinning disk. Gravity at the center crushes everything into a dense, super-hot ball.
It is spun out of a gaseous ball.
It gets hotter and hotter. Suddenly, atoms in the gas begin to fuse, and the star ignites. The leftover dust and debris forms a disk spinning around.
It is spun out of a gaseous ball.
It contains the seeds of planets, moons, comets, and asteroids.
And then all of a sudden, then we were evolved from monkeys. Why we still got monkeys?
People often ask me, if we're descended from chimpanzees, how come there are still chimpanzees? Well, we're not descended from chimpanzees. We're both descended from a common ancestor who lived there about 6 million years ago. That common ancestor then produced two branches, one of which went to us humans, and one of which went to chimpanzees, branching further to produce bonobos and common chimpanzees. We are all cousins. We are not descended from chimpanzees.
Why we still got monkeys?
More distantly related are gorillas. They share a common ancestor with both us and chimpanzees. That's the common ancestor between gorillas and humans and chimps. So humans and chimps are a natural group which are related to gorillas, cousins of gorillas. And all of those animals, which are all African apes, the African apes are gorillas, humans, bonobos, and chimpanzees. All the African apes have a common ancestor with orangutans. That's the common ancestor with orangutans. Those are all the great apes. So the great apes are all cousins. Within the great apes, the African apes are closer cousins. Within the African apes, humans, bonobos, and chimps are closer cousins still. And within them, bonobos and chimpanzees are the closest cousins of all.
Why we still got monkeys?
Well, there you go. Truth Brothers Radio.
That is my favorite. Why we still got monkeys?
Why we still got them?
But it, and it, it was real quick is after that, Steve Harvey said that he had a part where he was saying, where is your moral barometer if you don't believe in God? And we had got into, you know, some names like A. Philip Randolph and all these. But,
that's right.
You know, you got dudes who weren't civil rights leaders and everything. Mark Zuckerberg, your Facebook creator, atheist, donated $28 billion to charities. Moral barometer. Warren Buffett, atheist, $30 billion in charities, the highest ever. Atheist. These are people who don't do it simply because they believe in God. It's
right.
Simply because morally.
And leave people to do what they feel that they have to do.
Yeah.
And I was always told, you never judge a man by the tongue in his mouth. You judge him by the tongues of his shoes.
Right.
You watch what
right.
he does. Now, when you get so caught up in your religion and you get so caught up that you think you're being caught up in the spirit of God, you need to check yourself sometime. Like when you walking around yelling, oh, hey, how you doing, girl? I'm blessed and highly favored.
What's wrong?
You right. blessed and highly favored. Over who then? Because that means there's a ranking system.
Dude,
there's a ranking. It's not a ranking system.
Yes.
Now, here's my thing.
Okay, go ahead.
You're blessed and highly favored. Zuckerberg is an atheist. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
What happened?
You working double
what
shifts
happened?
At the Walmart.
You working double shifts at the Steak and Fries. And he's sitting there creating Facebook.
Sitting next to his wife, Lynn.
So
eating octopus.
You know, right. Just saying.
Wow.
Just saying. It's all about just, man, think. I mean,
yeah.
there's things in this world, man, that just make you wonder about things. Elephants
yeah.
have a bigger brain than we do. Elephants have a memory. Elephants have a society. Elephants mourn their dead.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants have funerals.
No doubt.
So how do you know how they're conducting their funeral?
Yeah.
You get caught up on that. Science. An ant colony. A colony of ants. Has every bit the sophisticated society that we have.
Yeah, true.
Ants have wars. Ants take slaves. Ants farm. Ants have doctors and nurses. Seriously.
Yeah, I can believe
so that. How do you know ants don't have religion? How do you know an ant hasn't contemplated on how he see the world?
Mm-hmm.
And how does he see you?
True.
Because you're bigger. But that don't mean, but he got no problem coming in the house and taking your food if he can, ruining your picnic.
Yep.
So, you know, just be careful. I mean, the universe is vast.
It is.
And we say that we're created in the image of God, and we say that because we're the smartest,
mm-hmm.
and we're the most dominant creature on the planet.
You know, it's crazy
so,
that you said that. Go ahead.
Right.
Say
so
your point,
because we're the smartest and the most dominant creature on the planet, and we feel like we're the most smartest, dominant people in the universe. But that alien film that you watched, have you ever thought about if an alien landed here right now, right today, landed right in D.C., right in Obama's front lawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means he traversed outside of the solar system to get here, which means – hey, he has found a way to move faster than the speed of light to be able to get here from another solar system in a lifetime, in less than a lifetime.
True.
And he comes here to communicate with you, which means they've been here, they've studied,
mm-hmm.
and they figured out that we're the most dominant people on the planet. So they're going to come talk to us. So when they land here, they're going to have a technology that's deeper than yours. And if they landed here, they would know something about the universe and physics and mathematics that we don't know yet.
Right.
So then that would just shake the hell out of your religion, because then you can't be God's children if they're here and more advanced than you.
But see, that you going into the ifs.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I'm
just
saying.
See,
I'm just. It's that type
you.
Of thought. So.
I got you. But see, my thing is, here's another thing about people that, I mean, all religions that killed me, about, like you said, we were built in God's image. If I have a sense of humor, I have a crazy sense of humor, that has to mean God has a sense of humor.
Right.
If I tend to get jealous, which it says in your Bible, I am a jealous God, to have no graven image is all that, but jealousy is a deadly sin. So the omnipotent, perfect God is able to commit a sin too? I'm just asking.
So,
these are the things, these are the questions that you have to ask yourself.
818-514-1202.
The reason that made me go out and search, and they asked me, well, of course they asked everybody on your Facebook page, religion. And mine says, I typed it in because mine says, I believe in finding the truth behind it all. I thirst for that knowledge to know.
Right, right.
And I'm not going to, but that doesn't mean I'm going to smash somebody for what they believe. That doesn't mean I'm going to turn my eye away from you because of what you believe. That doesn't mean I'm going to clown you for what you believe.
Exactly.
You're still a person. You're still an individual.
And
I'm not going to become evil to you because you think that, oh, well, he doesn't go to church, so he must be an atheist. Or he doesn't read the Bible or read the Quran or study Buddhism or anything. He has to be an atheist. No, I'm not. I believe in me. I believe in treating people well. I believe, like Tony's father said, that was astounding to me. He said, I believe in myself. And as crazy as Nas had said something about that, he believed that God is within all.
God
is in you.
That's
so right. If God is in me and I believe in myself, technically, I do believe in God.
Well, there you go. Again, ancient civilizations, the Egyptians, Cometians, believed that they could see God in everything. So when you go back and look at the Discovery Channel and they show you the Egyptian gods and everything, all those were to show you were that they were different incarnations of God. When they show the Egyptian god that's sitting at the fashioning wheel creating life, that's God the creator. Mm-hmm. It's not saying that there was a separate god for each one. It's saying these are the different aspects of God. And we say that God the omnipotent, God's love, God the creator. We even have women gods because we call Mother Nature Mother Nature, and she's a goddess.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, again, you get caught up with just the fact when they tell you about God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Where's the woman?
The Holy Trinity.
Where's the woman? Don't you know someone cut that out? Check out your religion real quick and notice how they treat the woman in a lot of those stories.
And that's just another thing about me. A lot of religious stories just seem to be those stories. I can't believe into Noah's Ark. I can't bite that. I can't fall into believing that. I can't believe in the Adam and Eve. I'm sorry. I don't believe the Adam and Eve story. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Adam and Eve supposed to have two sons.
Cain and Abel.
Where at the woman? Did they get to jumping on Eve or what? What happened?
Right. And
food for thought. People.
Again, get so caught up. To truly be free is to truly be able to question your religion. It's not to I'm not looking to shake anyone's faith.
Yeah.
It will make your faith stronger
when
you can sit there and study and be free to ask those questions. Don't get caught up. A movie maker back in the 80s made a movie called The Last Temptation of Christ. And everybody jumped out of their skin about this movie because it was talking about Jesus getting married and having children. It was kind of set up like a Twilight Zone thing. Like Jesus could have went ahead and taught and gets crucified. But it's like he gets to see what his life would have been like if he took another route and the world basically went to hell while he was doing, because he didn't do what he was destined to do.
Right.
You know, and it was just a movie. That's all it is. And people freaked out and protested and just lost their mind.
Yeah. And that was crazy because I was reading a story, and this is where I get in on some atheists. I was reading a story. Well, actually I was YouTubing a story the other day. And these atheists want to protest and tear down a nativity scene. Why?
Right.
What is it
right.
doing
get
to
off,
you?
Right.
It's
get off of that.
Scene.
Right.
Dude, there's no need. It's their belief. If they want to have a nativity scene on their property, that's their business. If they want to have a depiction of Jesus on the cross, that's their business on their line. Why do you care?
Right. Right. And
you don't force your belief on nobody, just like you wouldn't want them to force their beliefs on you.
There you go. And when you hear, and for a lot of atheists out there, when you see people of their faith, don't come off so arrogant because you don't believe that you're crapping on their faith.
Right.
That's why a lot of people take that tone and that attitude, because they feel like you're coming to challenge or mock them instead of having an exchange of ideas.
Exactly.
Because people of faith can teach you too.
But you know what's crazy about that? A lot of people don't tend to want to allow a conversation like that to happen between two different religions, because it'll start an argument or whatever the case may be. No, if you're an intelligent person, I'm an intelligent person, we can have an intelligent conversation and agree to disagree. And that could be the end of it. Nobody has to go one way or the other. I don't have to persuade you to believe what I believe. You don't have to persuade me to do the same thing. We could just have a difference of opinion. But in the basis, I believe, and another thing is, throughout the basis of all books, one thing just seemed to be common, and that's love, 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 basically.
Right, right. Well, check this out. I got a quote from some famous atheists, and I just want y'all to check out how some of them think. Butterfly McQueen. Now, some of y'all who is as old as I am know who Butterfly McQueen is. This is the black woman who was one of her biggest roles, and she was the skinny maid or slave in Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
Not Hattie McDaniels, who was the big one. She was the skinny one.
Mimi.
Yeah, whatever, right. She baked pies. But, yeah, so check this out. This is a quote from her when she told people that she was an atheist. She said, "As my ancestors are free from slavery, I am free from the slavery of religion. They say that the streets are beautiful in heaven. Well, I'm trying to make the streets beautiful here." When it's clean and beautiful, I believe America is heaven, and some people are hell. Just food for thought. Just food for thought. When people like Steve Harvey say how can an atheist have a moral barometer? Morality is a human concept. That's why you take it and study it in the humanities. It's a human concept. When I see someone hurt, I help.
Exactly. Here's another thing I wanted to ask a question. For everybody who believe in the Christianity or whatever, is the Sunday. It's the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Would you save an ass on the Sabbath? Would you pull a person out of a pit on the Sabbath? Question. Would you save a life on a Sabbath?
Check that out. When he asked about the moral barometer, Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, was an atheist. But he created one of the best stories of man known today when I'm talking about Star Trek. Right. And a lot of people love Star Trek because Star Trek has this optimistic view of how we're going to end up in the future, that knowledge will reign supreme in the future. The discovery and of man and man's thinking will put him on par with any other creatures that he run into in the universe. Star Trek is all about the people in these ships running into other entities, other intelligent beings, and sometimes they're far above them. On Star Trek, they got a character called Q. He's a godlike character. He can literally do anything, but he's jealous because the human's mind in Star Trek is every bit on point with his.
And he can't understand.
And philosophizing and in the study of, hey, I know if I put y'all in this situation, you're going to revert back and do something ignorant. And we prove them wrong every time. And that's saying an optimistic view of we're not going to be caring about bling in the future.
Right.
We're not going to have black on black crime in the future. We're going to be thinkers. And hey, it won't all end with a bang. Now, he's an atheist. A lot of people who are religious can't wait for the world to end.
That's weird to me, too.
Because they want to be, they want to go to heaven and be with God, so they want to pass up what's going on right now, and let's hurry up and get to that. But if God put you here, God put you here for a reason. And the reason is for you to grow and evolve and teach the next generation so they can go further than you.
It's called evolution. That's that comes with evolution. I believe we're gonna go ahead and make a way where people will be able to think and understand and have a way of getting around and have a way of getting around without having it be condemning each other for whatever we believe. It's human.
There you go.
We need to just get along with each other. We need to a lot like the comment that I read earlier about wars and deaths are happening because of religion. And because you don't believe what I believe, or this is the right way, your way is wrong. It doesn't matter. All of these things don't matter. Because if you can get your moral barometer correct, you'll
right.
be fine.
Right.
That's it. I refuse to. Oh, we got a caller, though.
Yeah, it's Tony.
All right.
Hey, Tony, you back on. What's up?
Hey, you know what? Before you guys go, I have an interesting little story to tell you. It's real quick.
Okay.
You know, with me being in the church, you know, there is this like a matter of respect, or you say you want your pastor's blessing to do something outside of the church if you were asked to come speak in another church. Well, that's what's happened to me. I was asked to come speak at another pastor's church. So with that being said, I told him, I said, well, let me, you know, talk to my pastor, make sure that I have his blessings to do so. I'm trying to follow the code of Christianity in the
mm-hmm.
church.
Right.
So I did so, and me being very excited about what I do, you know, in radio, I wanted to be able to go to this other man's church. He asked me to speak on same-sex marriage in his church.
Okay.
I told my pastor that, and he was, well, you know how I feel about that. And I said, but that's not what I'm coming to you for. I'm coming to you out of respect. And basically, if you, you know, you want to give me your blessings, that's fine. But he was so turned off to the fact that, one, I was going to speak outside of my church, and two, that I was going to speak on same-sex marriage. So how does that make him an upstanding pastor if he
right.
can't support his parishioners?
Right.
Hmm.
And how can he? And if you're a disciple of his church, then he should know that he should know that if he sends you out there, then you're a representative of him. And
absolutely.
If you're going to be doing right, hey, it's all good.
Right, right. So
goes,
I just thought I'd give you a little of that so you can
yeah.
chew on that one.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for that
yep.
one.
Now, as Tony is saying that, what about how about a lot of people in a lot of these churches, how do you know that you're truly representing God and you're not truly but you might be truly representing just that man in the pulpit?
No doubt.
He's telling you what he wants you to do.
And that's another thing. It's crazy because that reminds me of the story of Martin Luther during that time. Not Martin Luther King, people.
Right.
It's
right.
Martin Luther. That during that time, it was supposedly believed that only the preacher can go to God. No man, no mere mortal or whatever can go to God. Only the preacher or the pastor or the priest or whatever can go to God. And people would pay preachers and priests to go to God and have them, hey, man, I did this yesterday. Here's a couple slices of gold. Go tell God, forgive me for this. And Martin Luther liberated people and said, no, any man can come to God and ask for forgiveness.
Mm.
So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about that, about the dude, and he's like, hey, I don't want you doing that. That's not how I taught you.
Right.
Well, it's not for you to teach me, bro. Which maybe somebody who's out there can help me understand the purpose of the church. If you read the Bible, you read the Bible front to back, you're like, okay, I got it. Why are you going every Sunday? I'm not bashing it or nothing. I don't get it. I don't understand. Every Sunday you're going to what? Reiterate what you already know? Or are you going to keep your faith up? Because if you need to go every Sunday to keep your faith up, what are you doing during the week? That's bringing your faith down.
Let me ask you this too. A lot of people revere the church or the mosque or the temple, the synagogue, whatever. But I thought that your body is the temple of the living God. And how many people put a lot of money into the church and then will go around and eat cholesterol-filled fries and
bacon
and
garbage? Ice cream.
There you go. And we're not being funny. Yeah, Burger King has a bacon sundae out. Now, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. If you haven't thought that they had enough ways to kill you, bacon ice cream.
How many people revere the building but don't revere their own bodies?
Ha. Dig that. How many people will go and knock down 6-7 dudes but go to church Sunday and say, yep, and I'm here, so I must be forgiven. But then turn right back around that Tuesday and do it again. Just saying, you know, I feel like a lot of times people are approaching this with closed eyes, closed deaf ears.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the topic. I mean the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Your take on the world is so closed-minded. It's beautiful things in the world. Do you know that we know as much about the bottom of the ocean as we know about space? We know a little bit more about the outer space than we know about what's in our oceans. And our oceans sustain us. So check that out.
Dig that. But it's to me, I feel like, to get back into the topic real quick, I feel as if, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel as if people condemn atheists because they just believe that they're evil for their non-belief. Just to get back into the topic and to go to why. And I feel like that being said, they're making it saying to a point where they're saying, no, it's not okay not to believe.
Well, just remember, when you're putting somebody on trial, you're actually putting yourself on trial. And maybe some people are threatened by atheists because they're not strong in their thing. Me, I do believe in a creator. I do believe in God.
Right.
But I don't have to go inside your church to make that manifest.
No doubt.
I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with, I love science. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronomer. I love learning about the universe and how it works and what's going on. And at the same time, I believe in God, but I do believe that there's other life in the universe.
True.
It's just way too vast.
And, you know, to go back to that about science or whatever, somebody had told me something a while back that said other religions besides Christianity was put here to fool people. Other religions are the devil. It's the devil's work to test your faith on what you would do. So my question is that true? I mean, not is that true, but is that okay for you to be a Christian and believe in something and say, well, other religions were put here simply because to test your faith for the true religion, which is Christianity?
Well, I think all of them kind of fall into that, but could ask themselves that question. And just for a little bit of food of thought, you know, here's something to think about as we wrap this up. The Japanese tsunami wasn't an act of God, but 9/11 was. So there you go. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up.
Absolutely.
Man, I want to thank everybody who tuned in. This has got to be the biggest show ever, man. Our call bank is just full. And I thank everybody who tuned in. And please check us out next week.
No doubt. And we really got to thank Gregory Brooks, who actually put that clip together with Steve Harvey and the scientists or whatever like that. We got to give a shout out to him. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for everybody who stayed on Blog Talk Radio, hung in there with the Truth Brothers. We got to give you props. Thanks for calling in, Tony, Mona, everybody else.
That's right, all our new callers.
Yeah, the new callers.
Yep.
Justice in the chat room.
Keep tuning in, man. We definitely appreciate it. And we're going to let you know like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't ignorant.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.